And we are live. What's up, everyone? This is Main Gear, our On the Bench podcast, where we talk about the latest in PC hardware, tech, or whatever we're particularly interested in. I'm Ron Reed, Technical Marketing Director here at Main Gear. And who do I have with me today?
Brent Fisher, Community Manager, and
Sean Cadet. What am I doing again? I keep forgetting what I do.
Professional unboxer.
Yeah, you know, yes. Today and for the past 2 days.
This is our second stream.
Welcome
in
to Tech Week.
Tech Week, I know. Guys.
Ron's really excited.
Listen. I mean, you know, the announcement of this stuff was, I guess, like a month
ago. Would you say you're super excited? Sorry, wrong show.
We're not doing that again. let's just cut to the chase. So, we finally have the new Generation 3 Ryzen 3000 series processors out. So we launched them on our website yesterday. So we have full custom PCs available as well as pre-config systems with the new Ryzen processors. But we wanted to start by just unboxing the 3900X. And then I think we're going to kind of dig into performance and answer your guys' questions about the new platform. So ask away in chat, especially people on Periscope, like we always say. But ask away in chat. And Brent is going to kind of pay attention to the questions, and we'll make sure that we cover everything. But let's start with, do we have an official unboxing cam today?
Unboxing cam, go.
We always say right there.
And it's not complete. I already see. I was so sad. It's completely sold out. You can order a Main Gear PC on our website today, if you're interested in. So, we are not sold out. But yeah, Brent.
Sean wore his special unboxing watch today.
Let's open the. Yeah. Let's open this bad boy.
This is. Pay attention to this. It says built to perform, designed to win, and one thing cool about this is that it's written all over.
That is a cool box.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. That looks gorgeous.
I don't
gorgeous.
Know why I'm looking at the monitor and not the actual box.
That looks like super.
It's a really
super
nice box.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you have the chip right here.
I like how it's right on top, because normally it's like in the side.
On the side, yeah. And it's difficult to pull out, right?
Now you get a little sticker to put on the back of your PC.
Yeah. Pull out the foam. You get the cooler.
And these coolers are awesome. They're like actually substantial.
It's one of the things that I really love the best about AMD strategy. The included Wraith cooler is honestly fantastic, and it's gorgeous that it's included in the box. Is I think an awesome value.
Well, and if you're like on the fence of like, I don't just have enough budget for an AIO, this is a great option. Put money towards like a graphics card.
Well, and your PC won't look like ugly with one of these coolers in it. It fits right into a gaming build.
There definitely are like ugly AIO or air coolers out there.
No, absolutely.
Nice, beefy RGB.
This is the RGB one?
Yep, definitely. You got RGB on the sides and then RGB in the middle. Nice, beefy copper, not aluminum. It's like copper. PWM fan.
Premium materials for premium CPU.
So I'm going to say, Sean, rate your unboxing experience on a scale from 1 to 10.
I would give it a 8.
Okay, a strong 8. Strong 8.
Yes, and I'll explain why. 8 because it's simple, very quick to you cut off the strip and you pull it
There's
off.
There's no like latches or levers that you have to get confused with.
But, you know, it's a very simple, so that's why I give it an 8.
Yeah. I love this box, man. This is super cool.
Is that to hold all your, like, toys and stuff?
Yeah, it's one of those things you might put on your desk. And
it's a toy box.
So we're already getting a lot of questions, guys, and we'll address this as we kind of go through stuff. I still see a lot of people in chat saying they prefer liquid coolers. I do absolutely as well, and especially with the way that AMD's boost works, you want to keep the chip as cool as possible because their chips will boost for as long as possible. It's just heat restricted, essentially.
Exactly.
So you're definitely going to want to get it as cool as possible.
But if you're going to post your PC before you put it all together, this is a great option.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, even as a starter. Cool. Yeah, and if you haven't decided on what liquid cooling you want to do, you know, but you want to use your computer, you can just pop this on and actually use your computer properly.
Yeah.
Not worry about, you know,
and
throttling
just the fact that it comes with it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh no, it's a huge value.
Yeah.
So
should we do this?
Nick said my beard looks freshly conditioned. You're very correct, Nick. okay, so we're going to be mostly from a performance standpoint today talking about the 3700X and the 3900X.
Exactly.
I think we may do a benchmark video with like the 3800X soon. I saw a lot of people online.
Sean wants to unbox the 3800X. I can tell.
You want to unbox both?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
It's probably going to be the same experience.
Well, right. at least for people.
This looks like a very different box. So.
Okay. You can quickly unbox the...
yeah. I keep forgetting where the camera is.
I'll talk a little bit about some standout features of these new processors while Sean is unboxing it. So... first of all, you have these chips are all in the AM4 socket. So what that means is you're able to use them on a previous motherboard. So if you have like a B450 board in your system now, you can actually pop one of these CPUs in. You won't get all the benefits of the new platform, but you are going to get the full performance of the CPU, which is really, really cool.
Exactly.
Because if you have a previous... if you have a previous board and you want to upgrade to a 3900X, assuming you have like, you know, the right cooling, you'll be able to do it.
Do it, exactly.
So the other kind of big things that have happened with this new platform is AMD has redesigned, this is the new Zen 2 architecture.
Yep.
So advantages you're going to get is the CPUs have a much higher cache, which is a big part of why the performance for this is better.
Right.
They have, and to get a little nerdy, they've decoupled the memory controller from the Infinity Fabric clock.
Which allows you to?
Which basically just means the memory controller is separate, so you can run really fast memory. 3200 is going to be the stock memory speed. I think they're recommending like 36, 37-ish.
Somewhere around that,
some people have, I've seen some stuff about like over 5,000.
Well, 3200 is pretty fast to begin with.
But 3200 is
for base.
Very fast. It also means that you're able to scale, the chip scales performance-wise with memory.
Yep.
So if you're going to go out and get like 3600 speed memory, you're now going to get a faster overall experience, which is great.
Yeah.
They have also introduced on the new X570 chipset, the first ever PCIe 4 standard, as well as there's a lineup of PCIe 4 SSDs that have come out as well. Blazing fast.
Up to 5 gigabytes per second transfer.
They're crazy. Yeah. They're absolutely crazy.
So Captain Jakes on Facebook asks if you need a dedicated graphics card with these CPUs.
So the AMD processors, only the APUs have integrated graphics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So something like the 3400G, which is in our Stage 1 Vibe, has Vega graphics on board that are actually surprisingly fantastic.
Yeah.
I was helping someone here the other day, and we were looking at benchmarks. And the previous generation, you could play Destiny at like 35 frames a second at 1080p on a integrated. So they're they perform great. They leave them out on the other CPUs because, come on, guys, we're going to put a graphics card in the machine.
Exactly.
You know, but...
yeah, might as well leave all that like space on the CPU for CPU.
So Nick in chat said, can I elaborate on the inner makeup of Infinity Fabric? I'll talk about this very briefly. Mm-hmm. So the 3900X is a 12-core CPU.
Yeah.
And what's really kind of brilliant about AMD's architecture, and this has been the same since the original Ryzen, but... what they do is instead of having one die, they use chiplets. So they have, I believe, two chiplets on the 3900X.
Mm-hmm.
And then those are connected via what they call Infinity Fabric, which basically allows the cores to transfer data. It's a very high bandwidth connection.
Exactly.
They actually increase the speed of the Infinity Fabric this generation, so you would get lower latency between the cores.
It's up to 512...
It's
from 256.
Crazy fast.
Yep.
And this kind of allows AMD to do something special, which is to take a small package like this and put a lot of cores on it. And that's why they now have like the core leadership in the price point, is because they're able to pack 12 cores onto this small processor. low TDP and get you that multi-threaded performance.
Yep.
So I guess let's just jump into the performance gains. So I will start with saying that I think it's exciting that what AMD promised has happened here. This generationally, over the last generation of Ryzen, mm-hmm. is a tremendous jump, not just from the core counts, but from the actual performance of the cores themselves. Overall, it's right. huge. So I see a lot of people asking, like, is there a clear winner in gaming? Which is the best gaming processor? So
right.
I think one of the things that's important is they have tremendously closed the gap between Intel. So one of the complaints by a lot of people was that, Ryzen's a great value, but Intel CPUs are substantially better in gaming. But they have substantially closed the gap as far as gaming performance. Sean, like what kind of percentage numbers difference are we talking here in raw gaming?
I mean, in most games, from what I've seen and tested, we're talking about less than 5% difference. We're talking about maybe 3 or 4, maybe 5 frames per second difference in general
it's
gaming.
It's very, very, very
it's
close.
It's negligible, right. Almost. You could practically call it even.
It's very close.
Yeah.
I think there's an important thing to point out, actually, because this has been discussed a lot, and it's not something we've talked about on this live stream, but so the way that we define gaming performance of a CPU mm-hmm. is essentially what reviewers do is they benchmark the game at 1080p,
right.
which essentially means that the GPU is not having to work really hard. They throw like a 2080 Ti in there,
right.
Which means that the performance is now limited by the CPU. And then they run these benchmarks and they tell you what the frames per second is. And it's, oh, okay, this is the clear winner in gaming. The reason I have a bit of an issue with this kind of concept is, first of all, if I'm buying a high-end CPU and a high-end GPU, I'm not gaming at 1080p. I bought these higher-end parts to game at 4K or 1440p on really high settings. Mm-hmm. So already, that kind of negates that conversation because the 1080p benchmarks are relevant. I'm not going to buy a 2080 Ti and a 3900X and then go game at 1080p. I mean, would you guys like why are you buying those CPUs in the first place in those parts?
On the really high end stuff?
Yeah.
Well, at that point you're probably gaming at like 4K to begin with.
Exactly.
Right.
And you're probably doing some form of content creation, I would assume.
Right. And we'll kind of get into the content creation stuff in more detail, but that's an excellent point. So once you start to raise the performance of the resolution that you're playing at to 1440p or 4K, mm-hmm. you're GPU bound and the differences become like you don't even see them, right? Sean, right. Like, is there even like a percentage difference? Like, how close is it?
Like I said, it's barely noticeable. Like, if you don't even now, if reviews are meant to count numbers,
right?
Like
right.
Showing numbers, but in reality, you will never ever see the difference. Like I said, do you see a 5 frames per second difference?
You only would if it's on the lower end of the right. frame spectrum.
And at this level, you wouldn't right. you barely dip down to even 60.
Right.
So we're talking like differences between like 120 and 125 frames. It's not going to actually have any real
exactly. in that range.
Implication.
Yeah. The other thing that's worth noting, I think, which you don't see in reviews very frequently is, you know, like we offer custom PCs and the advantage of that is you get to pick the components, right? Yeah. So you might buy a 3900X because you do a bunch of multifaceted stuff. Mm-hmm. And then you get a 2070 or a 2060 Super, for example.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, you're actually erasing the difference completely as well because you are now GPU limited regardless of your resolution. And there's not going to be that huge, really a frame variance either.
Right.
So I wanted to talk about that because I think... There's there's confusion when you say, well, which is the best for gaming? Because that's, it's an open-ended question. Mm-hmm. It's how you game, what graphics card you have,
what resolution
you have, yep. What type of refresh rate you have on your screen.
Oh, what do you do while you're gaming?
Right.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that's a conversation we should get away from, because most of us here are not utilizing a PC purely for gaming. Mm-hmm. But I get I understand why people are like, oh, you know, you want to say, oh, this is the best for this, or this is the best for that.
So it's safe to say the argument of if it's still the best PC, best CPU for gaming is no longer existence. I mean, we're talking about high level CPUs. Right. With high level performance.
Right, exactly.
You have CPUs that give you over 100 frames per second, and it's not limiting the rest of your computer.
Exactly.
That argument should be thrown out the window, because now everything is great
for PC. That's PC effectively gaming. Like synthetic in a silo exactly. Kind of gaming, right? Like yeah. Nobody's gaming and not running Discord, or doesn't have a few Chrome tabs
or OBS,
open, or Spotify, like exactly. Or OBS.
That's right? A good point.
Or Discord.
So I guess the brief summary from that little rant.
Or your six launchers. game yeah. launchers in the yeah. background.
So the brief summary of that rant is essentially AMD substantially increased the performance of Ryzen, greatly closed the gap.
Yep.
And from my opinion, you're not going to make a decision on which CPU is for you based on gaming performance. Right. I don't think that's a decision you need to consider. It's going to come down to more the other factors, like what applications you're running and stuff like that. So speaking of, you know, not gaming performance, these new processors from AMD really shine when it comes to multi-threaded workflows. Sean, what kind of performance are, you know, what is these new CPUs look like when it comes to, you know, heavily multi-threaded tasks?
Sorry, caught me a little off guard there. Sorry.
Sean, before the stream, he's like, you better not ask me a question that catches me off guard.
Do you want me to pull up a Cinebench, Ben?
Yeah, actually, yes. Our friends at Hot Hardware had a great review, and we'll show some of the benchmarks while we
I was trying kinda, to figure out how to transition.
While we kind of talk about
that video
this.
Helps. So as we can see, the 3900X, and obviously you have the 2950X there, you have the 9880XE there, but we are looking also at price point.
Right.
Right. So the 3900X is the same price point as the 9900K. And as you can see, it definitely defeats the 9900K by almost, actually 2,000 points.
It's
significantly.
Yeah, it's like 30%.
The summary statement is essentially these new CPUs from AMD, when it comes to multi-threaded workloads, are monsters.
Yeah.
The 3900X is beating $1,200, $1,400 processors, getting close to $2,000 processors in performance.
Yep.
And it's shocking how much performance even the 3700X has.
Can do.
It is getting, beating in some cases the 9900K, when it comes to multi-threaded performance.
So, okay, you still have, we can go back to the Cinebench, and right underneath the 9900K is the 3700X, like you said.
Right.
That is marginally close.
What's
the price difference on those two?
It's like close to $200.
Yeah, so.
It's a huge price difference. And this is the shocking thing that AMD has done with this launch, is they've, if you look at we were having this conversation candidly before the stream, but I'll take myself for example, right? So I'm a big PC gamer, right? So probably, I don't know, 50, 60% of the time I use my PC is for gaming. But I'm also a content creator. So Adobe's full suite with Photoshop, Premiere, I am unzipping large files. Yep. I'm doing things like the benchmark show, like running a video encode like Handbrake on my PC. Cool. And in those non-gaming tasks, these CPUs are a tremendous value,
yes.
And are performance champions, to be frank, with what they're providing.
So if, let's go back to the benchmarks real quick. You got it right. Okay, so I was going to show you the Blender performance. Now this chart is the opposite: the faster, the better. And as we can see, the 3900X, renders in about 2 minutes, whereas the 9900K renders in almost 2 minutes 45 seconds. But the 3700X is just right at its tail,
right
behind it.
With that, that's the insanity part to me, is how good of a value the 3700X is.
Well, and if you're getting like $150 or $200 in savings, that's a graphics card upgrade to the next level.
More memory or more storage.
Right. And you have to consider that, right? And Triage says Lightroom eats everything. I totally agree. As a person that actually converts my photos to DNGs on import, like I want everything that I can.
Well, normally you'd be like, set it, come back tomorrow, see when it's done.
Right. I think this is super exciting because of how much AMD has kind of displaced like all multi-core processors with this launch.
Yep.
Because everything isn't even out yet, right? So like we're talking about the 3900X, there's going to be more to come in the future. Yeah, the
3950, right?
Which I think, based on these benchmarks, it's clear that like we hit the gaming thing and that will be only like specific content creation.
Yeah.
But if you combine the performance of these new processors, the pricing, the features of the new chipset, the fact that they're wildly power efficient.
Yes.
I don't know. AMD has wildly impressed me with this launch, I guess is the best way to say it.
It's a great time to buy a gaming PC for sure.
I mean, it's absolutely the best time to buy a gaming PC because it's, graphics card refreshes as well.
Yeah.
Combined with brand new CPUs that are incredible. It's the perfect time to buy. What were you going to say before, Sean?
Oh, no, I was going to mention about PCIe Gen 4 and yes, we have storage now, but it opens the door for,
who knows?
That exactly. You have double the bandwidth on, which means GPUs can't have this ability to even do greater stuff down the road.
So forgiving me for using the F word, but essentially there's more future-proofing in this platform.
Yes. Future-proof.
I don't even think it's future-proofing anymore. We have this conversation a lot, but...
Or upgradeability is definitely easier.
I think it's rare to find someone that just only purely games on a PC.
I always say
this. It's super rare. Like, if you're only gaming on the PC, you're probably not spending $2,000 to $2,500 on your PC. You're probably buying in like the mid-range price point, because you're probably happy with 1080p, and like most of us are doing substantially more on our computers.
And like I said, regardless, no matter how minimum you're doing while you're gaming, you will have other things open in the background.
Of course.
Yeah, you have your RGB controller, whatever. That doesn't take much, but
game launchers, you have game cheat software, all that stuff.
Right.
I think simple things that people do on average where they see how much better performance can be is like, I'm doing photography, for example, I'm zipping like 60 gig files.
Yeah.
And having like a 40% performance increase is crazy town.
And something that people don't really pay attention to is the fact that how fast you can probably install your software.
There's a ton of advantages.
Because software is basically zipping and unzipping.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and with Gen 4, like loading games, even though NVMe is already really fast, like it's basically going to be instantaneous at that point.
One of the interesting points I saw, because I kind of went through and read everyone else's reviews and watched like 80 YouTube videos. And there were a couple reviewers who noticed too that we may even get performance gains because they found that by manipulating the Windows scheduler, they were able to get a little bit like 3 to 5% more gaming performance out of the chips just by changing the way that it was assigning the tasks to the cores. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sure there will be a Windows update that will just add that to the Windows scheduler.
Really good optimization.
They made a dramatic change with this architecture. And And don't forget, like, this is the world's first 7-nanometer processor, which is, you know, part of what's enabled AMD to have the power efficiency and packing so much power into that low TDP CPU.
So, sorry, real quick on that.
Oh, I forgive you, Sean.
Okay, thank you. When people ask, like, oh, hey, I need liquid cooling for my CPU.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, the TDP on this bad boy is only 105 watts.
And there's an important thing to mention, which is that's its boosted TDP.
Exactly.
That's not its base clock TDP. Yeah. We're talking about that's the TDP it runs at boost, which is
astounding.
Which is amazing. Yeah.
So that's even more savings, because with the 9900K, you have to buy liquid cooling.
Right.
Essentially, or some form of a BV air cooler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, I will, you know, just to be completely fair and balanced, right? If you look at all the productivity benchmarks, mm-hmm. there are specific things that the 9900K would excel at. So, like, you know, there's always a conversation about what you're doing with the PC. But I think the takeaway from this is if you were reluctant to go with Ryzen, because of some of the things you heard about, oh, it's lagging behind in this or it's lagging behind in that. It's the clear winner in some areas and it's bridged the gap in other areas.
Yep.
So you don't have to have that trepidation of, you know, like, oh, maybe I'm missing out or something like that.
Exactly.
Like, you know, you can get the system that fits your needs and I think you'll be super happy with it.
Well, and if you're building your own, it seems like it's much more friendly to DIY and that you're not going to have as much memory problems and BIOS problems.
Yeah, that was a major change they made.
With third gen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we didn't really have an issue as an SI, you know.
Because we just buy the memory that works with it.
Because we test everything and we know what we're doing. And but there, you know, there were, if you bought Ryzen in the past and you had memory compatibility issues, mm-hmm. the way that they've redone this architecture has fixed that. And don't worry about it. You'll be able to get a kit of, I think G-Skill announced like a new 3600 kit today to pair with the new Ryzen CPUs.
Actually, the easiest part is that any memory that you have will now just work.
Right. Right. Yeah. And they did some new cool stuff too. Like there's the new way to overclock in Windows. Mm-hmm. You can basically download other people's settings that they post online and paste them into
the raster. Yeah.
Which is, that's
really cool.
That's just super, super cool.
Yeah.
The boards are great. There's a lot of,
oh my God, so many options.
Well, it's little things too, like having plenty of high bandwidth USB ports and mm-hmm. 10 gig Ethernet. And we're seeing, like higher speed Wi-Fi on all these boards. So there's a great variety of boards and heavily featured boards that you're like excited to buy.
And they look good.
They look fantastic. There's a huge variety. We actually had a very hard time choosing our selection.
Yeah.
There was a lot of arguing around a table with a bunch of motherboards because there were so many great choices. It was hard to pick which ones.
One exactly.
But you could also get like an inexpensive B450 board.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is
without having to worry about the
performance. Or stick to your X470 if you don't feel like upgrading everything at one shot, you can start with the CPU first. Stick with your X470 or like you said, B450 and then move on from there step by step.
Now, I would highly recommend going with an X570 board.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Just because I think there's enough good new stuff that's built into the chipset that is makes it compelling to want, and the boards are fantastic.
Yeah, especially if you're going to get a Gen 4 SSD. Then.
Oh, yeah.
Which I am very excited about. And we're only seeing the beginning of Gen 4 SSDs. I'm sure it's going to be...
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm sure that the performance levels that we're going to see out of those drives are in the future are going to be even greater.
Yeah.
And AMD released the 5700 GPUs that also support PCIe 4. So it's exciting to see... all of these new technologies, and it's just such a good
exciting
package.
Time for
just a full thing that regardless of what you're doing on the PC, it's great.
And like just in time to be prepared for games kind of like shallow off during the summer because of E3 and everything. And so you can get your gaming PC all ready for that fall through winter, just mm-hmm. extravaganza of
Triage is asking, would AMD be better for a heavy Adobe workflow over Intel now? I think especially Adobe Premiere, the benchmarks I saw, it's going to be fantastic. And I've also, you have to, it also depends on where you are in your budget, but like the 3700X is such a good performer with the 8 cores and 8 threads that you can likely get in a lower price point a machine that would perform better than you would expect, essentially, which I think is really fantastic.
Yeah, and with creative stuff like Adobe, putting more RAM in there helps every single application.
Mm-hmm. And then he said at the high end of the budget, I mean, if you look at the benchmarks, it's the 3900X is beating even like Threadripper CPUs in certain workflows.
Yeah, so for budget, it's still, even at a high end,
it's tremendous. And it, like we mentioned earlier, it lets you, you know, also then you have to look at your PC as a whole, right? So, you know, it's not just your CPU. It's going to be the amount of memory you can fit in your budget and the graphics card. And by lowering the cost of one component, it gives you more budget to put into other components, which I think is pretty fantastic.
Well, and especially if you're using Premiere, being able to like assign a Gen 4 NVMe SSD as a scratch disk.
Oh my God.
Basically like putting it on memory at that point.
Exactly. So you have to look at it as a full platform. And, you know, we haven't done any specific benchmarking with all those exact situations, but you have to think of everything as a whole, which is like why I mentioned that this is so exciting because of the whole package that it offers.
Yeah. And if you're curious about, like these CPUs and whether it's the right pick for you, you can always give us a call at 1-888-MAIN-GEAR and our sales team would love to talk you through it.
Absolutely. Maybe you'll get to talk to Nick and he'll tell you a wonderful story as well when he helps you with
Nick does have it, like his stories.
Someone asked, can you customize your own PC in the MAIN-GEAR shop? Maybe I could have a link. I'm not sure if you meant a PC you already own, but we have essentially two ways to buy PCs. You can get a what we call enthusiast pre-config, which are pre-optimized configurations for different performance standpoints that ship very quickly. And then we have fully custom PCs. And we have a wide range with these new Ryzen CPUs where you get to pick every component, RAM, motherboard. I think in general, there's like a couple hundred individual parts in the configurator. But if you find it overwhelming, you can just give us a call and we will walk you through the configuration. Brent, did you see any good questions as you're going through that, guys? I'd love to answer your questions about these new CPUs. We are insanely hyped here, if you can't tell from the energy level.
I don't think I've been this excited for a CPU launch in quite a while.
It's disruptive. I think that's the right word.
Exactly.
For all the reasons we kind of went over, but how much RAM can these new CPUs handle versus Intel? More RAM than you need, triage. You don't have to worry about that. I don't know. I'm going to guess. So
this
will probably be what, 32 times four.
Yeah.
Like 128. Because it's limited by the DIMM slots more than anything.
Exactly.
Four DIMMs. This chipset isn't like Threadripper or X299 where there's eight DIMM slots. Yep. Mm-hmm. But in reality, I don't think there's not a lot of use cases where more than 64 gigs of RAM are really ever going to be used.
Right.
I used 32 with Lightroom and I found even with a high resolution camera and like a, I think it's 120,000 photo library in Lightroom. I don't get close to it.
We have a good question. Is Intel's retail packaging still the better soccer ball?
I think that would be a painful soccer ball.
I think once you get geometric, it has the same disadvantages.
I think the Ryzen 9 is pretty low on the rollability scale.
Okay. Okay. So we're going to give it a 4 for rollability?
4 out of 10.
Okay, guys, what other questions do you have? Let's see. Have onboard mobile fans been tested for longevity? So, I mean, obviously we haven't tested boards for months, but what I can say is that was a concern of mine personally. But I'm very impressed with the design of the boards themselves.
And the build quality.
And the build quality is fantastic. Speaking with like MSI, for example, they're using like they said like dual bearing fans to increase the longevity of the motherboard fan. So I don't think it's something to.
So it's not like just a piece of plastic on a little pin.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Exactly. So I don't think that's something to be too worried about. But I totally get the concern. For those of you who don't know, AMD had to add some active cooling onto the motherboards because PCIe 4 uses more electricity in order to in order to work. So the boards had to be cooled a little bit. But I don't really think that's a disadvantage.
And I don't think it's not. I think people have a little bit of misconception on the way these fans work. They don't necessarily run 100% all the time.
It would only be based on utilization of the... I think they had done a tweak in a BIOS. There were some early reports that... according to Nick, by the way, if a customer mentions my beard when they buy a PC, they get $50 off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, boy. So I guess this is a stream exclusive discount. Mention nice. Ron's beard and you get $50 off. that's too funny.
Oh, boy.
Atreus says, I use 32 with Lightroom 2 and a 42 megapixel RAW. And it's just Lightroom being unoptimized, sadly. Give me a call, Triage. I will tell you how to make Lightroom run faster. There's some tricks to kind of optimize it. That's the problem with
software. I do wish that Adobe eventually smooths all these little kinks they have.
I mean, they're like a small indie company. It's really hard to.
Their solution is just to build new software, and then nobody likes that software. Nobody uses
exactly,
it. to be fair,
Lightroom is like the redheaded stepchild of the group. Like Photoshop and Premiere are at this point a lot more robust and scale well.
Yeah.
A lot of those were issues more issues with Lightroom, which has improved slightly. I am one of the ones with pitchforks out every time an update comes out.
And I'm still running the older one.
In chat, can they run Minecraft? Yes. So if you want to run Minecraft specifically, we have a 699 stage one that uses the 3400G, which has integrated Vega graphics, and it would be a killer Minecraft machine.
You want this guy right there on the left.
What?
The stage.
Oh, Ron has no
concept. I have no screen. I'm like, what are you talking about?
From where I am, I can see.
this computer right here.
I can see what.
That'd be a great system for Minecraft.
That would be a great system for Minecraft or esports. Yep. I'd love to do a stream specifically on the AMD APUs because the performance is pretty impressive with giving you the ability to, in the future, like throw like a slightly upgraded graphics card to then get to like excellent 1080p exactly. performance.
Yeah.
What about running ray tracing on
Minecraft?
You're
going to need the stage 3 with the RTX card on that one.
I think to run... you probably
Brad wasn't ready for that one.
As a person who's modded Minecraft before, you probably need like a data center to actually run what they should.
Yeah, especially the Java version is like the most unoptimized piece of software in existence.
I don't disagree with you at all. Okay, guys. I think that's pretty much going to be it. You know, I don't want to go too long on this. I think we kind of said everything about how excited we are. If you are interested in a PC with the new Ryzen CPUs, they are available on our website now. So definitely go and check that out, either pre-configured options or custom machines, starting at only $699, which is awesome. Brent, you had something specific you wanted to talk about with one of our partners.
Yeah, so one of our partners, DZ Live, is going to be streaming on our channel later tonight, probably around 8 o'clock, so in like 2 hours. We're going to be playing some Apex Legends.
Oh, are you playing with him?
I think so.
You're not sure?
Well, I don't know if me playing Apex Legends counts as playing. It's more like dragging down. But
listen, you cannot be worse than Nick.
There's a reason I made him play last time.
If you guys want to see someone have a bad time playing a video game, check out Oblivious with Nick from last week on our YouTube.
Specifically, if you want to see him have a bad time playing a video game with RTX features, tune in this Wednesday.
Did you decide what you're going to play this week?
I'm thinking is I think it's Battlefield because the Firestorm is just so impressive.
I thought you want to throw him back into like a Battle Royale.
Oh yeah, we're gonna do Firestorm then.
You do realize that
if Metro had Battle Royale, we play Metro.
Him playing Battlefield is gonna be him running away from everyone. Like it's gonna be alone the whole time.
But so, but no, we're demoing RTX, so we can just look at all the shiny things.
I guess that's true.
It is slightly different because it's a much wider space and you don't, it's not really like a quick reflex kind of game.
He'll probably get shot while looking at reflections and puddles and stuff, but it'll be beautiful. So it's
at least he's admiring RTX instead of dying just because he's dying.
I guess that's true. At least he'll be dying in the magic that is ray tracing.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Speaking of ray tracing, you can configure a system now with NVIDIA Super graphics cards as well on our website. So
wait, are you telling me you can combo Ryzen 3900X and a 2080 Super for the ultimate gaming PC?
You totally can right now. So I can't, like, I'm just like kind of in shock by how I can't remember, you know, I've been at Main Gear for 7 years.
Yeah.
I've been in this industry for, I don't know, like 15 years. This is one of the most like, whoa, like so much stuff happening at the same time. That I can ever remember, especially, you know, this launch is one of the most disruptive things I think I've ever witnessed in the space.
Just want to bring this up real quick, just so that our customers know what a stage one computer comes with. The 3400G, it's not just some measly CPU. It's a quad core 8-thread CPU.
Right.
Right. With a boost clock of 4.2. That's not a...
I actually want to do a benchmark of that new APU.
Oh, so even that one got upgraded too. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So we're like all up to date.
Yeah, so we have our stage one got upgraded to the 3400G, which is awesome. Our stage three is now a 3600X with that a 2060.
Impressive.
For like $1,349, you're getting
six core.
You're getting a six core CPU.
12 threads.
You're getting incredible like 1440p graphics.
Yep.
That machine is going to be beast. And then we don't have this on our website now, but there will be a stage five. It's going to be a little bit more on the expensive end, but we wanted to do like a creator's edition to kind of celebrate this launch because this really is, you know, the perfect multi-purpose kind of thing.
And you can always configure your you know, the way you want it with our custom.
Of course. Option. And our custom vibe, you can, you know, whatever you're specifically looking for, or give us a call, like Brett mentioned earlier, and we'll configure the machine. Okay. Nick, who's been in our Twitch chat the whole time, you can actually call in and ask for him, who's on Oblivious, and he'll guide you through building the perfect PC for you. Okay, so I think that's going to be it. So we have possibly two more streams this week.
Oh, really? Oh yeah.
So we have
Right, got cut off. I gotta
work overtime then, I guess.
We'll have Oblivious with Nick on Wednesday playing an RTX title on Super, actually.
On a Super GPU.
Brent is like, nice. Oh, you didn't mention that to me. Thanks.
Yeah, we got him.
And then we'll also probably do On the Bench, and I think it might be fun. Let me know if you guys are interested, but maybe let's do like a 3800X benchmark because I haven't really seen any online.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Because I'm excited to see, you know, that this whole, we're only talking about two CPUs.
Right, exactly.
There's a full stack of solutions here that we can kind of explore and see see what the difference is.
So keep those notifications on because Main Gear will be live a lot this week.
There's one more question, actually.
Ooh.
Oh.
Triash says, I seem to remember AMD being unstable in the long run, which is why Intel won the game a long time ago. Has that been resolved? Yes. So a lot of what you're thinking like years and years and years ago, with the success that Ryzen has, I would say there's no reason to lack confidence in stability. The only thing that was a little complicated was the memory side of things, the previous generation, which AMD completely fixed. So you have total confidence to get a new 3000 series Ryzen CPU. I wouldn't stress about that.
Yeah.
If you look at it and it seems like it's the right CPU for you, I totally get it. If If you go and look at benchmarks, you don't have to take our word for it. Go to sites like Hot Hardware and read the reviews and see how the performance is. And if that fits the bill for you, I'd 100% recommend it.
Yep,
exactly. I think we would all agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for sounding so enthusiastic.
Oh, absolutely, Ron. Oh, yeah, Ron. You're all right all the time.
We've been enthusiastic from the beginning.
Well, I know I'm the only one really talking.
We do need Red
Bull. We would have Red Bull, but Nick drank all of it in one sitting.
Nick did drink all of the Red Bull our last live stream. Is it improper for us to make Main Gear live stream inside jokes? Should we just assume everyone watches everything and we can do that?
I mean, then they should watch everything.
I mean, we might still have some of Wallace's Main Gear diesel energy drink lying around somewhere.
I have a couple
more questions. Might as well ask them, guys. Because
that's why we're here.
Can we engrave things? So we have two options for customizing a PC.
Yes.
So we have our Mark laser etching, which allows us to etch, I think, like monochromatic images on our chassis. And then we have our Mark III, which allows us to do full graphic paint designs on our desktops and laptops. And those can be full coverage graphics. You work directly with our designer, so we can completely customize it to make it yours. I don't know if we have any pictures, Brent.
We have a paint video.
I don't know if we have any questions, not questions, any photos of what our Mark process looks like, but the paint video shows our normal paint process, but we can do full.
This is full true automotive paint.
True automotive paint in an actual automotive spray booth. I definitely check that video out on our YouTube. It's like a little art piece, to be honest.
Yeah, a little ASMR action.
Interesting fact, guys. Red Bull not only gives you wings, but also severe heart palpitations. That's Nick.
Yeah.
He's actually not joking.
He walked
into the office afterwards and was kind of like twitching and like, guys, I gotta go.
He did
drink
like almost four.
No, it was six.
Six?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And then you sprayed him with Axe.
Yeah.
Oh yes, that is. I think it's the Axe.
It was my Axe too.
There was a chemical reaction going on.
Ron does carry Axe around.
You gotta keep some Axe in your car.
You never know, right?
It's important. Okay, guys, I think that's gonna be it. Tune in Wednesday for Oblivious with Nick, and likely tune in Friday for another On the Bench. Will be three in like 6 days. So.
And stick around. If you want to watch DZ play Apex Legends, that'll be on our Twitch channel, which is twitch.tv/maingear.
Yeah, stay in chat for the next like hour and a half and wait for him to get on.
Sounds good.
Later, guys. Have a good day.
Have a good one.